I don't know whether you're a Manchester United fan or a Liverpool fan, but a lot of people were looking forward to the 4:30 kickoff yesterday and an exciting game. It ended up Liverpool 0, Man United 0. Living legend Steven Gerrard, he's more mature now, is on the line with us. Stephen, good morning.
All right, Eddie.
What did you make of that yesterday?
Yeah, it was nip and tuck all the way, but I think both teams came away with their pride intact in that and all to play for the rest of the season. So
I know it's early days, and Liverpool fans absolutely adore Jurgen Klopp. But I don't know whether you've seen this, but people are starting to talk about you as his possible successor eventually. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's obviously premature on that to be talking about successors, but to be linked to the club that you grew up with as a young boy and to be mentioned as a possible successor to Jurgen Klopp is unbelievable, and it would be a dream come true, to be fair, in that.
I mean, if it came to us, would you go for the job, Stevie?
It would be an incredible opportunity, and I'd be very hopeful because I think I'd be there or thereabouts and in with the shout, but I'd probably have to do an interview, so I might have to fly down, but due to COVID regulations and that, there's every chance that the flight might be cancelled from Scotland to England, and then I'd have to take my car, but my car's got a dodgy carburetor at the moment, so it'll probably break down on the way, and then I'll be in the middle of nowhere just standing around, and I could ring, but I could see my phone running out of battery, and there's no coverage anywhere on that. So then I'd have to walk 300 or 400 miles to Liverpool, and that'd take days. And by the time I get there, they sold Van Dijk, Firmino and Salah to Real Madrid, and Maurizio Pochettino sitting in the office telling me to come back next season. So there's probably no point at the end of the day.
Stevie, you do know we're doing positivity today, right across.
I know. I'm not going to be living La Vida Loca anytime soon.